your words of intrigue and interest and enthusiasm. So we really appreciate it.
That was an honor.
Yeah. So we're going to continue on with our program, and we're going to play the song of the week of Shkwait Shachlech, and we're going to get to him coming up next. And first, we're going to play his song from Wasp, and before that, we'll be right back.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to play the song from Wasp, I Want to Be Somebody. So enjoy this. It's an oldie. Thank you for joining us. Some old school headbanging metal. That was Wasp, I Want to Be Somebody. And we're talking to somebody that is somebody. which is my brother Shkwait Shakhlakh from Gwaishkina, BC. For people out there that don't know him, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer, the big floods of a few years ago and the big forest fire of a few years ago. So he's come through a lot, survived a lot, and a big inspiration for myself and many other people that know his story and history. And he's with us right now. Thank you so much for joining us, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing as well as can be. Still a monster living.
That's awesome. Yeah, what a awesome song, Wasp. That was a big hit back in the 84 or something like that. Awesome to reminisce about all that. So we have a subject today, and it's on contentment. So we'd love to hear your words on that.
Contentment. I guess, you know, when you're contented, you're not really worried about much in the world, you know, while you're feeling contented, because you're satisfied with your own personal status quo, you know. But if you stay in that, you know, it's kind of like you hit that certain spot and you just feel good. But if you just stay there, I figure there's such thing as being too contented, because, you know, then that leads to inactivity, you know, no more lack, you know, a lack of ambition. You know, we gotta keep moving, you know, in our brain and physically and all that. So, I think contentment, you know, like everything, you know, there's two sides to everything, positive and negative. You know, we all like to think it's cut and dry, but when I think about it, sometimes I feel myself getting too contented in my recovery process here, and I get kind of lazy and lack of ambition. I can start to feel it in my body, you know. Kind of feels like a withering. You know, sure, I'm healing and all that, but at the same time, I'm healing in one area and I'm lacking in others, you know, like physicality. These meds I'm on are, you know, really drain my strength, sap me. And then, you know, they're doing their job, but I feel contented that it's working. And then I lose ambition to work on my physical, you know. I can walk, move, and all that, but I want to be able to run and climb mountains again. So I feel that I've been contented for too long. I gotta set new goals. Gotta strive ahead.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, you know, until I thought about it, being contented. You do get lazy. Lose ambition, so you gotta strive ahead. That's when we've hit the goals we wanted, we've got to set our goals a little higher after we reach that.
Yes. Yeah, it's the mindset of a champion, really. You know, because we, like you said, it's and the word we can see on the opposite end of that is complacent.
Yeah, complacency,
and you know, we just become too complacent. We realize, you know, we got to a certain goal, and then we just let it go, and we're not able to achieve any more or higher, and that's when we become complacent. And that's an excellent contrast. I really enjoy mm-hmm. that you've brought that to, you know, the attention of the opposite, that we got to mm-hmm. try to work our minds out of and strive to not be too content.
So it's like that balance point.
Yes, yeah, right? Yeah. Very great words, mm-hmm. awesome. Very inspirational too, that you're able to see that in yourself and continue to grow and reach for higher goals. And just amazes me all the time when we bring you on and have you share your wisdom and everything that helped you survive all those tragedies and traumas that you've been able to overcome, and still be with us and still share, bring us your music and just your inspirational words of what helped you survive all that.
Yeah, we can't become somebody if we're complacent and
that's right.
lose ambition.
Yeah, that's right. So true, man. Yeah, so we're gonna have to wrap this up, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, I'm happy to hopefully spread useful knowledge.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So I thank you guys there at the station, the listeners here and abroad, for all your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you out there a thousandfold.
Beautiful and wonderful. Okay, well, we're looking forward to hearing from you again next week, and just stay strong and continue on with your journey and just your resolve of becoming more energetic out there, hunting, fishing, doing whatever you want.
Climbing mountains.
Yeah, climbing mountains. And so we're going to have to say bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shekhlach from Gwaishkina, BC, and just always inspirational to hear him and his words of wisdom, and just what helped him continue and grow.
And that self-awareness, too.
Yes, yes, just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to continue on with our program here, and we'll be right back.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.
All right, we're back, and we're going to continue on with our program here, and we're coming up next. We're going to be listening to some Millie Raccoon and her song Marijuana in the Morning.
Wow, so interesting sounding song.
Yes, yes, for sure. So let's have a listen to that. We'll be right back.
You're Pick drop. Unbelievable.
That was Millie Raccoon and her song Marijuana in the Morning. Except if you're flying airplanes, helicopters,
studying for school,
or heavy machinery, don't be doing that. It has some good qualities, though. Like, I used to have a heart murmur, but I was using some for a while, and it went away.
Oh,
so I've never, just saying, never, you know,
you never know.
Don't knock it. It has some good qualities. So.
We're not saying it will cure your heart murmur, yeah. But
it has some good properties. Yeah. So can't knock everything down.
Yeah, it's what your brother was saying. Like sometimes there's a double edge to a sword.
Yes, for sure. Yep. Yeah. So it like I was saying, it reminded me of Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it was a nice, very catchy.
Yeah, that folksy music that is very catchy
and kind of comically.
Yeah,
sense of humor, like a nice sense of humor.
I remember I put it on this morning and I just started dancing around.
It would be pretty hard not to tap toes or dance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was a great one from Millie Raccoon and her band there. So, a big shout out to Lady Faima. I've been speaking with her, and she's getting ready to come back, and she's bringing some fire.
Oh,
and it's going to be awesome when she gets back, and I'm looking forward to it, and just a big appreciation for her and, you know, all the guests that she brought to us in the past with Dr. Akvan and some of the other guests that she brought in, the architect, and also our Irish dancer.
Yes, right.
Yes. So she brought in a lot of people
and
just a lot of inspiration. And so we're looking forward to her coming back and bringing some more important achievers and people that can inspire us and get us on the right path of positivity and human growth and empowerment for human rights and justice.
Yeah.
And big shout out to all the staff here that keep us on the airwaves and getting us to share, you know, our podcasts with the world, all over the world, and just be an instrument of positivity for all our listeners out there and for myself and, you know, all of us that participate too. Mm-hmm. It's just a big major boost where we're able to come and share and grow and learn from each other and just make a difference in this world. So I'm very thankful and grateful for the opportunity to just be a good beacon of light in this seemingly dark world that it's
It almost feels like there's even more need now.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, there's always things going on in the world, but it just seems to be a little more intense lately.
Yeah, it really has been.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to hold on to each other in that positive, in being change locally as much as possible, like in being the positive force of things locally too.
Yeah, and a big shout out to my brother Sagaj, you know, with all his knowledge that he brings into making us aware of, you know, the state of anime.
Yes.
Which is a pretty tough subject to comprehend, but it gives us...
We need that depth, though.
Yeah,
right?
Especially,
we need that depth.
You know, especially those that are suffering from
exactly.
it, indigenous communities all over.
Yeah.
We're here for them that are going through those dark times that are lost, because that's what happens when you're disconnected from your culture, traditions, and heritage, you lose your identity. And once you lose your identity, you can get lost.
Yeah, there's no compass, like it's almost like no compass then, right?
Yeah, and so when you get connected with your own culture, traditions, and heritage, it gives you that purpose. It gives you that direction. And like for myself and my eagle feather, you know, it's like my compass. Mm-hmm. Keeps me on a right path and wanting to do what's right and continue. Sometimes it gets pretty
challenging,
pretty
right?
Rocky.
Yeah, there you go, right? We need our north compasses.
Yeah,
we need our north stars, I mean.
Yeah, the journey of life can be pretty scary at times and dark, and reminds me of, I was just telling you about my dream last night. And
yes.
I was on the road, and the road started closing in. And it was dark, and these branches started closing in. And it was surprising because as it closed in, they turned into cherry blossoms. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it just got to so close that I couldn't go anymore. And the only way I could get out was through the windshield. And I got out of the windshield, and I got out, and I saw many other people on the road. And it's kind of like a metaphor of life. You know, we're all on the road. We're all seemingly traveling in the same direction towards light and, you know, prosperity, whatever you want to say. And we're all sharing it. We're all sharing it, and we can all go in the right direction. We can get lost. We can end up going the wrong
way. Or try to get what we think we need in ways that is not aligned.
Yeah.
I hear you on that.
Yeah, so, we're getting close to the end of our program, and we're just very happy and pleased to be on the airwaves with everybody all over the world and making that difference, a beacon of light, and sharing with each other and continuing on a path of positivity, human rights and justice, and human growth. And we thank all our listeners out there for joining in. You know, you might be in a prison cell. Mm-hmm. You might be on a remote reserve and the nth degrees of the universe, thinking you're alone and lost and unheard. But we're here for you, and we're playing our music for you and sharing as much as we can to help you guys through all this. So thank you all for joining us, giving us your hearts and minds, and just helping us grow as a real family. We all are in this human life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all the part of the same. I was talking last week about Africa. And our oldest bones that they found are in Africa. And it just reminded me to think that, you know, all our existence comes out of Africa, and it makes us all African. So we're all in this world together. We've spread out. We've grown. And we can all enjoy it. And while it lasts. Because we don't know when it'll end.
Yes.
But we can for sure make a difference and be a positive energy in this world.
Yep, while we're around, for sure.
So thank you all for joining us and helping us make our good better and our better best. And we're going to have to wrap it up and come back again next Thursday, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and join us on Free Voices.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you for joining us. Ooh, and
always a pleasure.
Yeah, and just making it a pretty awesome time. And so we're going to play our last song. And it's from Justin Johnson. And it's his song called Grave Intent. And it's played on a three-string shovel guitar.
Okay. A three-string shovel guitar?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so thank you all for joining us. Enjoy, everybody. Here's Justin
Johnson.
Bye for now.